when we reduce our HSI, we can reduce the battery consumption faster. So reduce the battery consumption also improve the efficiency, reduce the time cost. But actually, to reduce the time cost, if you apply the sample in this process, it also introduces additional time cost. How do you have to select the underpart? Yeah, another advantage of Pine Cloud, Pinet Plus Plus over Pinet is a feature interpolation. Okay. So here, this is the first second dimension, is instead of duplicating the features. So here is the user interpolation. So how do you interpolate? So like for this, after the last layer, we only have three points, right? So each point, there will be a feature, right? So but for the segmentation, we want to obtain for each part, the input point we want to obtain a label, right? So we can base on the geometry location. If based on the geometry location, we can perform the weighted combination, weighted interpolation. So here, this feature is a, F is a feature defined on the remaining points. And so here, W is the weight. So how to calculate the weight? It's using the distance. So for example, we want to interpolate the feature of this point. So we will calculate the distance to the neighboring, the remaining points. And if it's close to this one, the contribution is larger. And if it's far away from this one, the contribution is smaller. Okay? So based on the distance, we can interpolate the feature. Yeah, so here this is some classification accuracy. Classification accuracy, like you can find that, it's the accuracy is 89.2. So this is the PyNet. This is the PyNet plus plus. Can improve the classification accuracy. Yeah, another one we call the dynamic PGC, dynamic convolution neural network. Yeah, so for this one, it's the key innovation. Okay, the key innovation is instead of use a static graph. Okay, like so for previous PyNet plus plus. So if you want to find the neighbors, right, aggregate the local information, we just calculate the Euclidean distance over the geometry point, right? So then if the geometry location is fixed, the graph is fixed, right? It will not change because the distance will not change. For this one, it's a dynamic graph. It's to find the neighbors in a dynamic manner. Instead of calculating the distance over the 3D coordinate, but calculate the distance over the features. Okay. At the different layers, you will build the graph again to calculate the feature distance. Okay. So at the different layers, the different neighbors, different group of neighbors will be selected. Okay. So this is the key idea, but for other, it's just MLP. Okay. MLP, the key module is the EdgeCom. Okay. It's EdgeCom. It's EdgeCom, actually, it's also an MLP to given this point. Given this point, so it may be a feature. Okay, we will find the neighboring point, okay, and feed the difference to the central point and the neighbor to the network, output the feature. Okay, so E the feature. For each edge, we will have a feature. But here, this is how to find the neighbor. Okay, so this neighbor is based on the feature distance instead of the coordinate distance. Okay. So at the different layers, so in different layers, so here you can observe multiple layers, right? So the EdgeCom will find the neighbors based on the feature distance instead of a coordinate distance, the geometry distance. If it's a geometry distance, because the point of location will not change, right? The graph is fixed. Okay, the graph is fixed. The neighbor relationship is fixed. The neighborship is fixed. But if you calculate the distance, the feature distance, okay, the neighborship will change. So here I will show you what's the difference. So like this one. In this example, okay? So here you can observe this column is third point, we want to find out the neighborhood. So here the yellow color indicator is closer to the point. Here the blue color is the indicator in the far away, the distance is larger. So this is the first name to calculate the neighborhood use the Euclidean distance. That is the distance between the three coordinates. So this layer is we consider this column, this layer. So here we still the same point, the red point. So you will find this side. Actually, if you calculate the Euclidean distance, the user coordinate this, the distance is the far away, right? The distance is larger. But if you calculate the feature distance, this feature is closer to, because they are semantically identical, right? Both correspond to the left, right? The left of the table, right? So here you can observe if you find this is the left left, right? The right left. So for this point, this is a left point. So if you select the left left points as the neighbors. Okay. So in Android, if you select the semantically, they are semantically closer. Okay, they are semantically closer because both parts correspond to the left of the table, right? So this is the difference. Okay, so this is the difference. Yeah. The feature space and the Euclidean. Yeah, actually it's also quite intuitive, right? So we want to put the semantically identical, bring in the semantically identical parts, right? So this is the difference. Okay, the difference. So here the dynamic graph the DGC and the performance here actually improve significantly. But can you use what's the limitation? Can you improve the accuracy? You can improve the accuracy. Can you suggest the one limitation? Can you suggest one limitation? Yeah, the advantage it improves because we can, in different layers, we build the graph to find the neighbors. Yeah, it indeed improves the performance. But what's the limitation? It's time consuming. Also memory consuming. Because at a different layer, you have to build a graph. Find the neighbors. Okay. But if you calculate find the neighbors over the 3D coordinates, the graph is fixed. Okay. In the following layer, they don't need to build the graph again. But here, you have in different layers, you build the graph over the features, because the features in different layers are different. Okay? So the distance between features will change layer by layer. Okay? The distance will change layer by layer. So it's time consuming. You have to perform the training and calculate the distance. Okay? If you use the training to find the neighbors for features, also it's memory consumption. Because you have to store the intermediate data. Okay, it's also a memory consumption. Also, this is one significant limitation for dynamic graph. example, it's very suitable for quantum graph. You just take one point at one sum, right? Use a transformer to do the, I don't know how to define a term, define a convolution over the irregular signal, right? So you just take a pilot transformer, each point as one sample, right? As a token, right? And build the relationship between any two samples, right? Between any two samples, any two points. So it's quite suitable for the transformer. It's quite suitable for quantum power. But the one limitation is that if you process a huge amount of points, okay, if you take one point of it as one token, for example, the quantum power is 100 points. Yeah, so you will not take one point of it as a token, but you will take a local hash, right? You value the local hash as a feature. Then you can share the token, right? But it still have a part of the how to scan the part, the order. The order will be an issue. Then you can do the recent paper. Okay, so here, this is some deep architecture. Yeah, in the following, we will show you some applications. Some applications about, that's upsampling. Upsampling is a question of the image super resolution. And that if you want to increase the given image, right? So the resolution is, for example, is 100 times 100, right? So we want to increase the resolution to 200 times 200 or 400 times 400, right? So increase the size. Right? And for the downsample, if it's a dense point cloud, right? If it's a dense point cloud, and then the information is redundant, right? The information is redundant, we can remove some points. Okay, we can remove some points. So the point part still can be correctly recognized for task part. Okay. So this is the task-oriented, downsample. Okay. If we remove some points, the overall shape is still preserved. Okay. You can always see the same object. If you store a smaller data, the data volume will be reduced, and also the complexity will reduce in the downstream processing. But we want to achieve, if you remove some points, the fine power still can be corrected faster, without compromising the classification accuracy. And also the shape of the construction. So here is one interesting work with the Golden Map. The Golden Map is like a game on the initial data, how it's like a game on paper, folded into a 3D shape. And also the combination. So partial time part. Like if you scan to scan the object, you can only scan the front of one view, one perspective, so the invisible part will be missing. So for my part, it will be crystal some holes. Okay, how to complete the holes. So this is it's like the image painting. Okay, it's like image painting. If you give it some image, right? Some cropped image, there's some holes. So we want to fill the missing pictures. So we want to fill in the missing pixels. So this is image painting. Okay, so here this is the first one is upsampling. This is the idea is the purpose. And the purpose is given a sparse point cloud. We want to design a network. Okay, we want to design a network in a dense point cloud. So the dense point cloud will make the So here, you can observe for the dense point cloud, so more geometry details will be introduced. Okay, so if it's sparse point cloud, you can even perform a surface reconstruction, so many geometry details will be missing. Okay, we want to use some computational method to increase the resolution, to increase the number of points with some more geometry details will be recovered. Large geometry.
So we want to obtain a dignity with a higher resolution.
Okay, for image visual resolution, is one important is operation deconvolution. Okay. So it increases the size. Okay. Increases the size. But for image on the super resolution, as I mentioned earlier, it has a regular structure. The image has a regular structure. So you can perform the deconvolution in quite simple. But for point power, how do you perform the deconvolution? How do you perform exactly the increase the bottleneck? So the challenge issue is how to increase the number of features efficiently, effectively. Yeah. It's equivalent to how to perform a deconvolution. So this is the image super resolution. So here, this is the first one. PNAS, one up something network. Yeah, this idea is quite simple. Yeah, this idea is quite simple. It's simple because the first one, you apply the idea is, as I mentioned earlier, is to increase, right, the original, let's say, the input is n points, right? We want to obtain a point cloud with, for example, increasing the number of points 2 times. Is the number of points is 2n, right? So for n points after the feature extraction, you will obtain the n feature, right? Then how to increase the feature to 2n? 2 times. How do you increase the feature 2 times? So in this one, this part is a pre-processing. Okay, so you give a client cloud the statement and give a client actions. Okay, so this part, for example, this is a channel. Okay, the feature dimension. Okay, the feature dimension. This is the n part. Okay, so if you want to increase the number of features. So in this example, it's r times. Okay, increase the number of features r times. So it's just copying the feature r times. Duplicate the feature r times. And for each feature, use an independent MLP to regress into a point. Okay, from a C dimension to a 3 dimension. Just copy the feature r times. And use the MLP, okay, regress the features to the point. Okay, regress the feature to the point. So this is but the limitation is quite obvious. And you need R networks to achieve R sample, R times the up sample. So the network size is very large. The number of parameters. The number of parameters will be huge. So this is the first block. It's just simply just duplicating the features r times. If the input is n points, you will obtain n features. But if you want to obtain r n points, r is the upsampling scale. Okay, you just duplicate the features r times and then regress the features to the point. Use a fully connected layer. Yeah, so this is the K operation. Just duplicate the features R times. Okay, then use a network, the independent R networks, to regress. Yeah, so here this is the distant function, loss function. Okay, so here this is the EMP and EMP log to narrow the upsample points, the distance is a Bontruth point of the distance. It's like the MSE. Okay. It's like the MSE distance. Loss function. But as I mentioned earlier, so for EMD, for point cloud, there's no correspondence, right? So this function actually is to find the correspondence. Even apply XI. Okay, we use this magnitude function to find the correspondence in the calculated distance. Okay, so that means in the Earth's moon distance there are 2 steps. Okay, so you have to perform the correspondence, perform the mapping first, then calculate the distance. Okay. 2 steps. So So this is a recursion log. So if the Q points after upsampling, the upsampled points, Q points are too close. Okay, so this is a to push away, to push away the Q points. If they are too close, to push them away. So this is a recursion log. It's a limitation to avoid the Q points too close. Yeah, so here I show you the EMD and the EMD chamber distance and earth orbit distance. Okay. So here this is the EMD. So here phi is a function, bijection function. It's a one-to-one matching. Okay, so here I give you an example. So let's say the two prime power, the yellow, sorry, this is orange color and the blue color. Okay, two point power. Okay. The orange color and the blue color. So here we want to calculate the distance. How to calculate the distance? So we want to find out the one-to-one mapping, such that the overall distance. Okay, we calculate the distance, then calculate the summation. Okay, to find out. So in other words, to find out a one-to-one mapping such that the overall distance is minimum. Is it clear? To given 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so the original point power has 6 points. And the blue point power also has 6 points. Okay. So randomly you compute the place from this one to this one. Okay, this one to this one. Okay? Here's the correspondence. Then calculate the overall distance, the summation of this is 6k of the distance. Okay. But there is one case, the overall distance will be the smallest. Okay. To find such a mapping, such that the overall after building the correspondence, we will obtain 6 pairs, right? The 6 pairs compute the pair distance, the overall, the summation of these 6 pairs, the distance is the smallest. Okay. So this is the EMD, earth orbit distance. But for the chamber distance, it's not a one-to-one matching. It will be a one-to, okay, for example, for the blue prime part, right? So there are two sides, right? Two sides. Okay. For example, for the original one, in the blue point, we will find which point is closer to the original one. Okay, so here you can observe this is the closer to this one. So this original point is closer to this one. And also we will find for the blue point power, each of the blue point we will find the closer in the original one. Okay. To find such a mapping function. Okay. So this is the chamber distance has a much higher efficiency. Okay, because it's not one to one. Okay, it's not a one to one. If you can do a one to one. Okay. Yeah, so this is a two loss, commonly use the loss function. Commonly use the loss function. Yeah, so here this is some results. Yeah. So let's add sampling. So this is the input point power. And so this is the surface we constructed from the input point power. So here you can observe the reconstructed surface is quite smooth. Many geometry details are missing. Right? So after upsampling, so some geometry details can be recovered. Like for this one, the nose one can be recovered. Okay, so this is upsampling. Yeah, the next one is the U plus plus downsampling. Okay, downsampling. So we want to give our point power. So give our point power in this example. In this example, the character. that means after the sampling, so the classification loss, we also use a classification network to supervise the sampling process. Okay, such that the sample process will be correctly passed by. Okay. Also, this is the this loss is to measure the sample point cost, the distance between the so that's a GP is the input point cost, and G is the downsample point cost. So actually to optimize the sample point cost will be a subset. It will be a subset of the point P. Okay. The point in G, the point in G is a subset of the point of P. Okay, the subset of point P. So this is our function. But actually this is the generation. So the idea is quite simple. So in a point cloud, we use an SNN and actually this is the point net. Okay, to obtain a global feature. And from a global feature, we use a regression network. It's a fully connected layer. So here the input is n, for example, you can set the number of output nodes is m. If m is smaller than n, then we can achieve consumption. We also limit, optimize the generated m points will be closer to the subset of the input p. And also minimize the task loss if it's classification. Also, we should add the classification network such that the time can be correctly task time.
Yeah, so this is achieve the progression. Yeah, so here you can observe this is the sampling ratio program for the SNAP, so increases the downsampling. So that means from the left to the right side. Okay. The downsample of the point only will become smaller and smaller. This is to the classical the random sampling and FPS. But for this SNAP, it will preserve the classification axis. Okay, it will preserve the classification axis. So here, if we reduce the number of points to 32 times, and for this one, the classification axis is 360%. But for the task, it will reduce the 10%. So this is the classification of the number. Okay, so this one is fully mapped. You can think this is this method is quite interesting. It's quite interesting. So it's also self reading function. Self-supervised learning. So the idea is given a input point out. Okay. I perform the feature extraction. Okay, so this is a feature extraction. You can use a MyNav or MyNav plus class. Okay. So here I obtain a global feature. It's quite a code board. Okay. A global feature, a code board. And so here we define 2D grid points. This is initial. It's just that is the, in this grid, the value is 1, 1, stored in this grid. And we want to use this group of feature. Use a 3-layer perception or multi-layer. This is used like MLP. If we want to use this group of feature to try this, you can think of this as a paper, an A4 paper. Okay. We want to use this group of feature to fold this paper. And to fold this paper, we want to obtain this 3D shape. Okay. So why is called a folding net? Called a folding net is it's equivalent to folding this 2D grid to the 3D shape. Okay, it's like to fold a paper to a 3D shape. Okay, so here this is the folding two times.
apply the Fourier operation two times. So here we obtain this output line plot that you just calculate. If you want to treat this time one, you just calculate the channel distance. Just calculate the channel distance between them. Yeah, so folding is a paper. So this really is the equivalent. It's the time you shot the paper. Okay, you can fold the paper to form a straight shape. So this is the code block to drive the folding process. Okay. The code block to drive the folding process. Okay, so here there's some example, right? So here is the time iteration. Okay, so the 5K iteration, 10K, so finally, this is over here. Given initial grade, we can fold it into different shapes. We can fold it into different shapes. Also, this is the input shape and the grade. This is the first folding, the second folding. Yeah, so the following is the Q5. This is the Q2. This is the atlas map. This is that one. If you use a single grid to fold a complex shape, it's quite challenging. But here we can use multiple grids. So it's equivalent to just one grid that corresponds to a local region. Okay. So we can fold multiple papers. Okay. To the 3D shape. So here I think one color is corresponds to one grid. Okay. So it's equivalent to apply the folding locally. Okay, instead of local. Okay. Instead of local. So this is the atlas map. Yeah, we still have the last one is a competition. Okay, the purpose is like for this one. If we use the scanning devices to scan the object. Okay, so here maybe we scan from a typical perspective. Okay. So here you can observe many regions will be missing. Many regions will be missing. So we want to recover. And we want to recover the missing region. That means this region is invisible to the scanner. Yeah, we want to use a computational method to recover this region. Okay, to recover this region. Yeah, so this is the input, this is the recover to complete the missing regions. Okay. It's a quantum problem completion. Yeah, there are many papers. Okay, there are many papers. This one is to use a folding map, use an atlas map. Okay, for the missing region. Okay, for the missing region, we want to use the code. Okay, use the instruction code to also define the initial grade. It's not I fold the paper to cover this missing region. Okay. The idea I fold the paper, okay, to cover the missing region. Okay. So this is the idea. Okay. You extract the feature, if we turn it off, we know this is the car, the vehicle. Okay. And also for this we define the initial grade. We use this location and fold this initial gradient to cover this missing region. And the last page is this method is also called the sampling method. Assembling. So this is the observed price is correct. Okay. It's correct. We want to preserve this part. But this part, the missing region, if you use the initial gradient to perform a podium, so the distribution will be different. So this is the input, the observed fine part. This is the initial grade. So you can observe the distribution will be different, right? The distribution will be different. So here if you perform the FPS or Poisson disk sampling, so you can observe the sampled points in this part. This is recovered region. This is observed region. So here the number of points will be different. Because the two parts have different distributions. So here we want to, this is the density, okay? The density of here, sampling. So here you have the, given this equation, okay, to confirm the density equation. So such that the two sides, the observed region and the recovered region, the sum of the points, the compact, the number of the sum of the points in each part will be compared. Okay. So this is they are many methods for finding out the computing. But this is quite useful. If you use the if you use the scanning, right?